Okay, I'm here live at what is this place called?
Pinewood Avenue.
Yes, Pinewood Avenue in
Nottingham.
No,
Arnold.
Arnold, Nottingham, and I'm with the one and only Ben Kingsley Green, and Ben Kingsley Green is going to play something for me on his Yamaha Clavinova, something model, but a very good one. So take it away, please, Mr. Ben Kingsley Green. Mr. Ben Kingsley Green. And so Ben, are you going to play something else in it? I'd like something like full of rich chords and melodic and something like that, because we've had a little what do they call that? Is that that cantanda thingy? Is that like when what is it when when you're galloping like some kind of horse?
Yeah, so I just really enjoyed playing that
staccato. Staccato. Yeah. So how long have you been playing?
Sorry?
How long have you been playing?
8 years, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. So you're 18 now, aren't you?
Yes.
Yes. And I'm going to say one of those really corny things. And Ben is visually impaired. With a deep.
Can I just ask, what did you think of the chord at the end of the first section?
Oh, I love it. Yeah. I was thinking jazz, actually. Yeah. I was expecting, you know, sort of.
You want to have a guess at the nationality of the composer?
I wouldn't have thought so. No, I'm a complete novice.
No, that's fine, Australian.
Compared to you. And we're in Ben's bedroom at the moment, Ben's boudoir. I don't know. No, it probably sounds a bit more
the inner sanctum.
A bit more salubrious than it should do.
The inner sanctum.
The inner sanctum, yeah. That's kind of quite an old.
We've got everything in inner sanctum. We've got hi-fi and IKEA wardrobe.
Everything. And a clock that keeps telling you the time every minute, because you've got the focus on the time on the lock screen.
Oh, okay. Thanks for that.
But to describe this room, it's like, well, it's like no other room that I've ever seen before from a teenager. It has all the expected. Is it accoutrements? I don't know. There's that kind of word anyway that a teenage room should have. But there's a funky kind of green braille. Is that? Yeah. There you go for your braille. There you go. Ah, you can't beat a Perkins braille from the Perkins School. What was his name? Something Abraham invented the Perkins, wasn't it?
Oh, okay. No, I didn't know.
It says it on the bottom of the. Oh, there's a little template thing, I think, with it on a little plate. But Ben,
it's not like Stainsby Brailler, which probably was when he was at school.
I did not. Cheeky.
Super. Oh, we got this as well.
From the German market. Ben has put in my hand a penguin that originally he didn't want.
It's made of glass.
And then made us go back to the German market at the stall that was selling it a year and a bit ago, was it? It wasn't last year. And the thing was, it was really weird about that was the fact that. It was, how many stores? There must have been 150 stores, so it's quite hard to find. There you go, mate. Oh, hang on. I'll put that back then. Hang on! But Ben has also. Hey? There you go. We're keeping up with the Olympics. But yeah, I'm actually standing here with behind me, Ben has a reindeer skin rug. So this is kind of man that Ben, he's been maketh into. And now he's playing something lovely for us, which we'll carry on listening to. Dad Keith has entered the room.
He's going clear off.
This could be where no, you're not clear off. And this could be where the fun starts.
I'm going now.
No, you're not. Hello. Why are you going? Do you ever play anything other than, do you ever play jazz or anything, have you got into all any of that kind of stuff yet, or you just
my A-level music has kind of given me an insight into the music of the 20th century. Yes, and I've done everything, and in that not only did I have the misfortune to have to study Oasis, which sounds a bit like Imagine by
and actually the art of that song is to forget the words or mumble them and to mumble incoherently,
or if you can remember the words, if you do it in a northern accent,
yeah,
that should be,
oh, you know what I mean, like you know yeah. do one, you know what I mean, but jog on
and I don't know if I've told you this story, but in the textbook it said something like, The harmony is mainly provided by root position chords. And then my music teacher, when he was reading out the textbook, he said, that's because that's all Noel Gallagher could play on the piano.
I think that was probably established quite
however,
a while
I'd
ago.
Like to point out that Noel Gallagher is probably quite a lot richer than my music teacher.
Well, and all of us, to be fair.
Yes.
Yeah. Awesome. Hang on.
But I've started experimenting. When I'm making stuff up off the cuff like I just did, then I really am experimenting with these chords with added six.
Oh, go on then. Yeah. yeah, I like that. That's kind of some jazz
it's
thing.
It's trying to emulate the early 20th to mid 20th century English church, Anglican style.
Ah, okay.
Is it? I don't know.